Organizers are still deciding who to invite to take part in the parade and still deciding who will perform and pray during the inaugurations of the governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer, and attorney general. The oath-taking begins at 11:15 that morning and continues until Nixon takes the oath at noon as the bells in the nearby church are rung. Inaugural spokesman Jack Cardetti says the event will be bare bones, costing less than the $250,000 spent for the Blunt inauguration 4 years ago. The highlight? A post-inauguration potluck dinner at a nearby hotel.
This is something where the campaign committee is going to provide hamburgers, coleslaw, potato salad, chips, refreshments, things like that. And then we encourage members of the public to bring cookies and dessert and to chip in that way as well. This is, again, something that's going to be free and open to the public.
The campaign committee is paying the bills because the legislature has stopped putting up state money for governor's inaugurations. Ceremonies are usually held outdoors unless the weather is so beastly that they have to be moved indoors, as Mel Carnahan did in 1997. Bob Priddy, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.